AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The Cuban flag is flying this morning over the country's newly restored embassy in Washington, D.C. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry called it a historic day, a day for removing barriers. But he also acknowledged the two countries have numerous differences.
The interests of both countries are better served by engagement than by estrangement.
Standing next to Kerry, Cuba's foreign minister reiterated that, among other things, his country wants an end to the more than 50-year-old trade embargo, though several members of Congress have promised to keep that from happening. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A new report on child welfare has found there are more U.S. children living in poverty than there were before the Great Recession.
22% of American children were living in poverty in 2013, compared to 18% back in 2008. That's according to the latest Kids Count data book. The report shows poverty rates nearly double among African Americans and American Indians, and the highest concentration of poverty-stricken Americans reside in the South. South and Southwest.
AP correspondent Nikki Mayo. California regulators have proposed a $1.5 million fine for a group of farmers accused of illegally taking water during the drought. California Water Board prosecutor Andrew Tarianen.
This is the largest proposed administrative level civil liability against any diverter in a water rights matter. During the current drought.
The Central Valley farmers facing the fine belong to a district with more than century-old claims to water. So-called senior water rights holders generally have been immune from cutbacks. But regulators say data show the farmers diverted water from a pumping plant even after they were warned there wasn't enough legally available. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump may be facing criticism for scoffing at former POW and Senator John McCain's time in Vietnam, but it's not affecting his bottom line.
He's getting no pressure at all from the one community that could push a candidate out of the 2016 presidential race, political donors. GOP pollster Frank Luntz says nobody leaves a race because they get tired or because they think they don't have the votes. He says they leave the race because they run out of money. And he adds Donald Trump will never run out of money, and that makes him incredibly powerful.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. A Seattle CEO widely recognized for setting a $70,000 base salary for his employees is now being sued for the move by his brother. Lucas Price is accusing Gravity Payments co-founder Dan Price of violating his rights as minority shareholder in their credit card processing company. The complaints were filed shortly after Dan Price announced the raises. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.